Greetings, this is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the latest in Australian financial industry news. Firstly, let's delve into the efforts bridging the financial advice gap in Australia. Innovative financial advisors like Dylan Jacovides at Mozzie Wealth are reshaping the industry by introducing flexible pricing and streamlining access to their services. They're exploiting technological advancements, social media platforms, and artificial intelligence to enhance financial literacy and reach a broader audience. By demystifying costs and putting a spotlight on expenses rather than greed, Jacovides is making headway in attracting younger clients such as millennials and Generation Z, offering them access to high-quality advice without a long-term financial commitment. This initiative is part of the larger concerted effort to make the financial landscape more responsive and attuned to diverse client needs. Moving from wealth to retirement, it seems that financial concerns are growing among Australians looking to retire. Recent studies uncover a startling lack of confidence in retirement finances, fueled by rising costs of living, inflation, and high interest rates. Even amongst those older than 65, over a third feel financially shaky. Notably, Australia stands seventh in the Global Retirement Index, but over half of the population might still consider a secure retirement a miracle. Strangely, Australians set a high bar for retirement security, aiming for 1.25 million, more than their counterparts in many leading economies. Here too, gender inequality persists, with men feeling significantly more secure compared to women. It's increasingly clear that forging a sustainable solution calls for both policy reform and personal financial planning. Turning to investors, concerns are mounting over retail investors venturing into the private credit market without adequate oversight. Commissioned by the Australian Securities and Investments Commission, a recent report indicates potential conflicts of interest, lack of transparency, and confusion over complex risks. In the face of burgeoning interest from a $40 billion maturing bank hybrid market, the report calls for enhanced understanding of the financial advisory process, with an emphasis on transparency, independent research, and public analysis to safeguard investors. In industry's news, insurance giant Suncorp has been ordered to compensate homeowners to the tune of $155,359, plus additional expenses following a mishandling of a claim due to water damage from a burst flexible hose. The decision brings to the fore the importance of unbiased evaluations in insurance assessments and sets a precedent for future plumbing-related claims. Remember, for all your insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management needs, visit us at Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. That wraps up our financial services news for Tuesday, September 23rd, 2025. This is Paige Estrotori signing off. Stay informed and make your money count.